Yeah, I don't know if it was so much preparation. It was just hustling and getting after people. You know, there were no contracts in those things, okay? There were some contracts you could sign in preseason. We signed about three players that if they played in the strike this season, they would have to play with us. But it was just hustling and staying after it because we ended up with 50-something guys that showed up. There were only three teams in the league that had over 50 players on the first day of practice, and we were one of them. But honestly, John Cook asked me the day before the strike happened, how many were we going to have? I said, I don't know if we'll have 20 or 50, because players kept changing their minds. And we had players that would, you'd have a commitment with them. They'd get to the airport, get another phone call, and then they'd go someplace else. But one of the things we tried to do is stay away from the, quote, big-name guys on the street, because the reality was all these players were unemployed. So how good were they if they were unemployed? So let's start there. Find guys who knew our system. You're going to have to play within 10 days. Football is a team sport. That's not an individual sport. The team that could play best together was going to be the team that was going to be most successful. So finding guys in offense that knew the system, no matter where they came from, that was one of the priorities.